They don't look armed.
Hey, Earth to Snake. These are nice upstanding Marines, not terrorists. Don't get caught. You're in stealth mode here.
Sure, and if it comes to that, a little beauty sleep never hurt anyone. By the way, Otacon, are you sure of this intelligence?
Absolutely. Hacked it out of the Pentagon's classified files myself.
No traces?
Oh, please, I'm too good for that.
But this might be a trap. Remember, there's a price on our heads.
You're just being paranoid.
I hope so. Those men, you wouldn't think they were anything but civilians from here.
With all the ships passing on the river and in the harbor, putting uniformed Marines on the deck would be a bad idea. People can get a clear view of the water from Riverside, too.
The water line is too high. According to the navigational plans, this ship should have discharged its cargo upriver.
It's in there, no doubt about it.
The military trains you to watch for threats from the stern on a boat. That's SOP for counter-terror ops, too. Security should be tighter.
You worry too much.
Where's the target?
Satellite surveillance is a major international pastime these days. I'd say the cargo holds, safely below the deck. Do you see the entrance to the holds?
Looks like there are a few entryways into the crew quarters. The chopper. What? We're not the only ones after Metal Gear tonight.
Is that a chopper I just heard?
Affirmative. Probably another cavalry. It's their game. Hijack?
They're probably targeting the ship's controls.
Otacon, how many men do you need to take over a tanker of this size?
The ship is run by a computer, so I'd say about 18 people.